PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCorsenzo. Topping a report this hour, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka has been arrested at a federal immigration detention center where he has been protesting its opening this week. Alina Haba, interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey, says Baraka committed trespass and ignored warnings from Homeland Security personnel to leave Delaney Hall, a detention facility run by private prison operator GEO Group.
We will not stand for anybody getting in the way of getting rid of criminals in this country. It's very simple.
Witnesses say the arrest came after Baraka attempted to join a scheduled tour of the facility with three members of New Jersey's congressional delegation when federal officials blocked his entry. A heated argument broke out, according to an activist with the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice. It continued even after Baraka returned to the public side of the gates. Baraka is also a Democratic candidate for governor, and Governor Murphy took to X, calling Baraka's arrest, quote, unjust, and called for his immediate release. And on the same day, Newark Airport suffered another radar outage leading to the cancellation of dozens of flights. The White House says it's taking action to end the meltdown at the airport. Spokesperson Caroline Leavitt promised new equipment for the New Jersey Air Hub.
The goal is to have the totality of this work done by the end of the summer.
And it's Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy saying that a plan to upgrade America's air traffic control system is on the way. Newark is becoming the focal point for failures in the aging FAA computer systems. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. It's not too late to get something for mom on Mother's Day this Sunday. Uncommon Goods took a look at what the most common Mother's Day gifts are across the country in 13 states. A floral bouquet was the most popular gift in others, including Massachusetts and New York. It was food or wine. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 119 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. And download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And any weather surprises. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. As promised, depending where you are, evening outdoor activities might fare okay as rain chances are going down and dry air moving in. As we look at this weekend, zero weather problems for you as we clear out, dry out, and warm up again. So still a shower chance into the early evening hours here. Then we'll dry out with breaks in the clouds overnight. It's going to get chilly. You might need a jacket late tonight as lows dip into the upper 40s on average across the state. Tomorrow looks good. Early morning clouds give way to sunshine with a refreshing breeze. Highs tomorrow around 70. Mother's Day Sunday, even warmer. Sunshine 70 to 75. And we'll get more sunshine and more 70s for Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark 55, Middletown 57, Atlantic City 61. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. It may not be summer just yet, but the fun has started at Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven. The arcade and park pizza, they're open every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the outdoor rides and games, they're open every Saturday and Sunday. Visit FantasyIslandLBI.com. That's FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.